This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The son of a street character calls for more clarity on the autopsy findings. The Minister of People Empowerment condemns violence against society's most vulnerable. Finance Minister warns Barbadians to be aware of scams amid tax refund distribution. The Barbados Road Safety Association supports the rollout of the new PSV regulations, and Haiti's new Prime Minister names his 18-member cabinet. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The son of Albert John, a well-known street character who passed away last week, is calling for greater transparency regarding the findings of his father's autopsy. Sean Francis, who lives in Austria, made his concerns known during VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program. He expressed dissatisfaction with the conclusion provided by the government pathologist, which stated that Mr. John died of natural causes following a post-mortem conducted on Tuesday, November 12th. Albert John reportedly presented himself at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital with various injuries and later passed away. Reports circulating in the public suggest that he may have been beaten prior to his death, sparking widespread concern and speculation. However, Mr. Francis is urging authorities to provide more detailed explanation, as he believes the phrase natural causes does not adequately address the circumstances surrounding his father's death.
His passing, it really has affected me and my siblings, being that we have been so far away from him. The news, it was just very heartbreaking. I would like for something more substantial than natural causes, because his children in Sweden, they are heartbroken as well, but they want to know something more than natural causes, because natural causes, my father was on the street. I was told he was living a rough life, and natural causes for him would have been something else. So I want some more details as it pertains to the autopsy and the findings of the autopsy from the pathologist. I just want some real answers. I'm here in Austria. It's very hard to make a call from here to Barbados, so it's hard for me to even get information.
He said although his father suffered from mental illness and was homeless, he used to work hard.
Yeah, my father was the car washer. Coming up, seeing him, my father always used to work for what he wanted. He always used to over by the Central Police Station. Before it was all built up and as pretty as it is right now, my father used to work in there with washing cars. He met someone in Barbados. He went to Sweden. I had 3 kids, and the story is a long story. But my father had to come back to Barbados due to unforeseen causes, right? But he was on the streets not because he did not have somewhere he could not go. My father has a lot of family, but my father was on the streets merely because of mental, probably guilt, you know, because he left Sweden, you know, in a way, even in the position that he was in on the streets. He could go to almost any door and say he wants something to eat. My father never was reported to have stolen anything from anyone. Okay.
Sean Francis, son of Albert John. Meantime, also speaking on the program, president of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, said a number of lawyers have reached out to assist Mr. Francis and his family.
There have been a few lawyers that have reached out to us. We do have lawyers on our board, but there are lawyers that know your dad personally that have asked me to pass on your number to them, because your father used to either wash your car or used to be around the particular area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there are lawyers that have asked assist in this case in terms of making sure that justice is brought for your father.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, has strongly condemned acts of violence against society's most vulnerable. Speaking during the Brass Tack Sunday program, Mr. Humphrey expressed concern over what he described as a crisis of care.
And to condemn in the strongest possible way any violence that is visited on persons who are homeless, any violence that is visited on anybody really, but particularly on persons who are homeless, because we have a responsibility to care for our most vulnerable. For the most part, and we've seen it with the One Family program, Barry, where we ask Barbadians to come forward and to give and to support those who need help the most. We've seen that level of support. Very encouraging, actually. But there's a small proportion or percentage of Barbados that I think reflects more of a crisis of care. And that crisis of care, we've seen it in the way people treat the elderly, persons treat the disabled, and regrettably sometimes in the way people treat the children. And it has to stop. Really want to extend my condolences, because it is quite heartbreaking for somebody to be deprived of life, allegedly, particularly if that person is a homeless person.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Minister in the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strawn is urging Barbadians to be vigilant and avoid falling prey to scams, especially as government begins its rollout of tax refunds. Mr. Strawn told Starcom Network News that the Central Bank of Barbados and the Financial Services Commission are working to protect consumers and educate the public about genuine investment opportunities.
We've just done tax refunds, and therefore I encourage Barbadians to either invest it in genuine opportunities and to avoid the promise of quick money, because it is always predicated on defrauding people ultimately. And therefore, we know that people have worked hard to earn a living, and we do not want to see people lose good money going after what may be perceived as a quick return. So as to avoid any of that, Central Bank and FFC, as well as other regulators, have been very strong in trying to encourage Barbadians not to fall prey. We've done the Financial Literacy Bureau, again, to try to break down things for Beijing so that they understand what are genuine opportunities and what are not.
He encouraged anyone who may have fallen victim to financial scams to report the matter to the police or seek legal advice.
At the end of the day, we are not there when people are saying, well, I got this, I got that, and therefore the need to want to get in on the action, as we've said to people here, get in on the plan, and then it's leading to some level of financial distress, and it really is not a good thing. But I encourage people to not feel shame and to report any of these matters to the police or the legal representatives in order to make sure that any action that can be taken against those interested parties, that can be done.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. The Barbados Road Safety Association has thrown its support behind the newly implemented regulations aimed at tackling indiscipline among minibus and route taxi drivers. It was announced last Thursday that the Transport Authority now has more power to penalize public sector vehicle owners and ensure that drivers undergo mandatory training as a prerequisite for renewing their license. President of the association, Roland Lowe, says he's hopeful that they will see a reduction in accidents on the roads as a result. He, however, believes that enforcement will be crucial.
I think it's a step in the right direction because, you know, we've seen some displays of bad habits or bad driving practices and bad behavior by persons in the PSV sector. Hopefully, we will see some changes in the right direction come about from the information being passed on to the owners, the drivers, and the conductors. I want to say that I believe that enforcement would be, coming from a policing background, enforcement would be a critical part or aspect of this whole initiative. You know, we need for more persons on the ground to ensure that the drivers are and the conductors are doing the things that they need to do, and that the training that they are going to be given will be put in place, and that they'll be exercising best practices on the roads.
In commemoration of World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, which was recognized yesterday, Mr. Lowe offered condolences to those who lost loved ones in related incidents.
We look and remember, and we say we offer our condolences and our sympathies to the families of the persons who've lost their lives and road fatalities. But we also remember, and we want to say thank you to those persons who go out there and attend these accidents and who deal with these traumatic events and who offer their expertise and their services to try to save lives when these sort of accidents occur on our roads.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. And finally, Haiti's newly installed Prime Minister Alex Didier Philomé has announced an 18-member cabinet, retaining 8 of the ministers who were chosen by his ousted predecessor. Government published a decree on Friday naming the cabinet that replaces Gary Conille's administration, which lasted just 5 months and amid a prolonged governance crisis and escalating gang-fueled insecurity. The new team unveiled less than a week after Philomé was sworn in and is tasked with overseeing the country until February 7th, 2026. Political observers say the mix of fresh appointments and experienced individuals could help stabilize and jumpstart government quickly. Recapping the headlines. The son of a street character calls for more clarity on autopsy findings. The Minister of People Empowerment condemns violence against society's most vulnerable. The Finance Minister warns Barbadians to be aware of scams amid tax refund distribution. The Barbados Road Safety Association supports the rollout of the new PSV regulations, and Haiti's new Prime Minister names his 18-member cabinet. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.